Since probably, okay. Let me try to do that. We have a special speaker today, and the whole family actually. Christopher Yuan is our dear brother, and their parents. 我们有我们的原弟兄，还有他的爸爸妈妈。I will read this brief introduction. Christopher Yuan teaches at Moody Bible Institute and speaks locally and internationally to youth on college campuses, in churches, and in prisons. Christopher has a heart for those working through issues of sexuality and those living with HIV/AIDS. His speaking ministry, where he testifies about how God has changed his life from that of a drug dealer and a homosexual to a sought-out speaker and Bible teacher, has reached four continents worldwide. Leon and Angelo Yuan, their parents, have experienced much heartache due to a prodigal son who embraced homosexuality. But God has given them the grace to rely upon his power to change the unchangeable and focus upon their own daily renewal and transformation. Angela and their son, Christopher, share their amazing journey in book Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. 袁弟兄现在任教于穆迪神学院，他致力于帮助为性所困扰的人和密切接触 HIV 和 AIDS 患者的人们，用他生命的见证，从毒贩和同性恋者到福音的传播者和圣经的老师，这样一个生命的翻转。他奔走于学校、教会、监狱，帮助了四大洲的无数的有需要的人们，特别是青少年。袁爸爸和袁妈妈为这样一位浪子伤透了心，神的恩典让他们全然依靠神，做人所不能做的事，开始了他们自己的生命更新。袁妈妈和 Christopher 在这本书中分享了让人惊叹的信心之旅。这个书的名字叫 Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope。 我试着翻译哈，从远方归来，一个同性恋儿子的回归，一个心碎的妈妈在盼望中的挣扎。We are so honored and to have this family here. It's a very great mercy for the God to attract so many people here. We hope that His words is from our God. Now it's give it to you. Thanks.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Thanks for coming out tonight on such a nice, warm, sweaty evening.
晚上好，欢迎今天大家来在这个炎热的晚上来听这个讲道。
Well, this issue of homosexuality is certainly, I believe, one of the most relevant issues, if not the most relevant issue of our day.
在当今世界，性方面的问题可以说是一个大问题之一。
And yet, as we look at how the church has responded to this issue, especially our reputation, I think we have to be honest and say that the church really does not have a good reputation on how we approach this issue of homosexuality.
在这个同性恋的问题上，教会在这方面的名声并不是很好。
There's a book that's called Unchristian.
有一本书叫做非基督徒。
And it looks at how young Americans view the church.
这本书告诉我们年轻的美国人怎么样看待教会。
It's written by David Kinnaman and Gabe Lyons.
这个书的作者是David Kinnaman.
And Gabe Lyons.
And Gabe Lyons.
And they studied young Americans aged 16 to 29.
他们研究了十六岁到二十九岁的年轻人。
And what they found was quite staggering, actually.
他们发现一些很令人吃惊的数据。
What they found was that young Americans viewed the church to be confusing, not accepting, boring, insensitive, out of touch, too political, old-fashioned, hypocritical, and judgmental.
这些年轻人对这些教会的这些看法都是列在上面，大家可以看一看。
And guess what's at the very, very top? Anti-homosexual.
在最上面是一条就是反对同性恋者。
And I think we need to note what it doesn't say. It doesn't say anti-homosexuality.
它并不是说反对这个同性恋本身，而是反对同性恋者。
And I could maybe understand if it said anti-homosexuality, even though I would prefer not to be known for what we're against, but what we're for.
我们并不是要反对，我们要我们并不是要赞成我们反对的。
But I think we need to really, you know, recognize the difference that anti-homosexuality. Maybe I could understand that. We don't believe that this is something that God blesses as those who hold to the traditional view of sexuality.
我们说我们反对同性恋，是因为相信上帝不赞成这样的生活，是这样的一种生活方式。
But it says anti-homosexual.
但是年轻人说的话，这个他们的论断是说，教会好像有点反对同性恋者。
One refers to the issue, and the other refers to.Being against the person.
前者是指这个事情本身，后者却是反对这个同性恋的人。
And I would hope that we'd realize that as Christians, we aren't against people.
我们需要认识到一点，就是说，我们作为基督徒，我们并不反对人。
As a matter of fact, God isn't against people. He's for people coming to Christ and turning from their sins.
实际上，上帝也是就。赞成要人来归向他的，不是要我们犯罪，而是要我们归向他。
But the reality is, we must remember that someone's perception is their reality.
但是在现实生活中，往往我们心中的观念就成了现实。
So I hope that this evening we could look at how we can approach this issue a little better and see how we can improve.
今天晚上我们想看看是不是能够在这个问题上能不能有一些进展。
There's many ways that I could approach this issue.
有各种各样的方式来谈这个问题。
I could look at this issue as a political issue or as, I know different laws are trying to be passed. I know there was one just passed here, in Iowa.
我可以从政治的角度来谈，也可以从比如说法律方面，最近在爱奥瓦也通过了这个同性恋的法律。
Or I could maybe approach this psychologically, developmentally.
也许我可以从这个就是心理学的角度和那个人的发育的角度来看这个问题。
But I just want to be real clear tonight, the way I want to approach this issue of a Christian response to homosexuality is using the gospel of Jesus Christ as our foundation.
今天我们要看待这个问题的基础就是耶稣基督的福音。
So tonight I'm just going to talk about a Christian response to homosexuality.
今天我们要看看基督徒对这个同性恋的回应。
Some of you that might not be familiar with my story, my parents and I will share our testimony on Sunday morning.
也许我的故事你们还不太清楚，但是今天这个星期天我和我的家庭会做见证。
And actually, just last year I had the honor of.Co-authoring a book with my mother about our journey of faith.
实际上，去年我就和我的母亲一起写了一本关于我的精神之旅的书。
So if you can't make it on Sunday, we do have the book available in the back.
如果你们星期天不能来的话，我们今天还是带了书来了，在后面可以大家可以买。
So first of all, as we approach a Christian response to homosexuality that's gospel-centered, I think we need to have our attitudes right.
首先我们那个态度得端正了，就是说我们必须以这个福音为中心在谈这个同性恋的问题的时候。
So I think first and foremost, before anything else, we need to have a convicted attitude.
首先我们要有一种认罪的态度。
Because if we believe that homosexuality is a sin,We must not elevate it above all other sins.
如果我们认为同性恋是一种罪，但是我们也不能把它提升到高于所有的罪之上。
And if we're going to approach this issue as a sin, we must be conscious about our own brokenness and our own sin.
当我们看到这个罪的时候，我们首先也要意识到自己也是罪人，意识到我们自己的破碎。
You see, as I lived as a gay man for many years, I felt the church was telling me that gays and lesbians deserved a hotter place in hell.
当我原来还是同性恋的时候，有人就说这个同性恋应该比这个一般的罪人受更严重的地狱。
And I felt the church was telling me that Jesus had to hang on the cross a little bit longer for gays and lesbians.
他们说基督在十字架上为这个同性恋被钉十字架的时间更长一些。
But we know that that's far from the truth.
我们知道这远远不是事实。
Homosexuality might be a sin, but it's not the worst sin.
同性恋的确是一种罪，但它并不是最严重的罪。
And yet sometimes within the church, we overlook some sins.
当我们到教会的时候，我们常常会忽略一些事情。
Whether it's gossiping, or jealousy, or pride.
有的时候是一种就是等于是说小话，或者说是那个出于嫉妒和骄傲。
Or even adultery or fornication.
有的时候是特别是因为这个淫乱和那个犯淫乱的事。
And if that happens, well, you know, we'll look the other way or we'll sweep it under the rug. But heaven forbid, if it's homosexuality, then we really need to do something about it.
的确，如果确实是有同性恋的问题的话，我们的确是需要面对。
So, if when that happens, I believe then we elevate homosexuality to be in a category by itself.
当我们这样来谈论这些事情的时候，就好像把同性恋当做了那个万恶之首。
And I know sometimes people, when they think about homosexuality, have a hard time even wrestling with it.
有的人在谈到同性恋的时候，甚至觉得好像这个事情不可思议。
And they have a hard time even having compassion for people in the gay community.
他们很难对这个同性恋有任何同情。
Because they say, whenever I think about it or see someone who's gay, I can't get it out of my mind with him sleeping with another man, and it's just disgusting.
他们看到一个男人说他是同性恋的时候，他们说只要一想到他会和一个男人睡觉，就觉得太厌恶了。
And I think, well, actually that feeling of disgust is a good reminder.
这种厌恶的感觉确实是可以说是对我们是一个提醒。
It's a good reminder that that feeling of disgust that you have is probably just a fraction of what God feels when he looks at our own sin.
当我们感到对这种同性恋感到讨厌的时候，我们也可以从一个方面看到神是怎样的讨厌我们所犯的罪。
And maybe even more because we know better and we have the Holy Spirit.
而且正因为我们有那个圣灵在我们中间，我们应该了解得更清楚。
So our sin is just as odious in God's eyes.
我们的罪在神的眼里是同样是可恶的。
And often as I speak around the country, I'll have people that share with me afterwards how they have a good friend or brother, sister, or a daughter who's gay.
我在这个国内巡回的演讲的时候，常常听到有不同的人跟我说他的家里有谁是同性恋。
And often they will break down and cry.
他们通常会因为痛苦痛哭失声。
And it touches me that they have such a burden for their friend and loved one.
这些人对他们的朋友和对他们的亲友有这样的负担，这使我的内心有感动。
But when I reflect on that, I wonder how often someone comes up to us and breaks down because their friend is struggling with gossip.
但是我也要这样问自己，有多少时候这些人会真正的痛哭流涕的来到我的面前跟我讲这些事。
Or their friend breaks down and they start crying because their friend struggles with pornography.
也许有的朋友是在这个黄色的刊物当中，或者是在黄色的那个漩涡当中打转的时候，他们也会痛哭流涕。
So I think the reality is we need to have a right attitude first and foremost.
首先我们需要有一个正确的态度。
Are we broken about our own sin? Do we weep about our own sin?
我们是不是为自己的罪而痛哭，为我们自己的罪而难受。
Because our desire ultimately is to lead people to Jesus.
因为我们的愿望最终是要把人带到基督面前。
And I think that begins by having an attitude of humility.
这就要求我们首先有一个谦卑的态度。
Because have you ever met anyone who came to Christ through someone else who had a holier-than-thou attitude?
你们有没有看到过有一个自以为自己比别人圣洁的人会认识耶稣呢
？Like, oh, I came to Jesus because this old lady, she was so pompous, she was so proud.
因为有一个人是如此的骄傲自大，我因为他而得救了。
Of course, that's not how it happens.
当然不是这样的。
It happens, you know, through someone else who's very gentle and compassionate and impatient with us.
往往是那些善良的、温柔的、对我们有耐心的人，使我们认识到耶稣。
So first and foremost, we need to be convicted about our own sin.
首先，我们要认自己的罪。
Second, we need to be consistent.
第二点就是我们必须表里如一。
When it comes to how Jesus ministered when he came here to earth,
当耶稣在地上来传教的时候
，we see how he was so patient and compassionate toward those awful sinners like the prostitutes and the tax collectors.
他对那些可怕的那些罪人，包括税吏和妓女，他们是主耶稣是多么的耐心。
But he was so hard on those Pharisees and those Sadducees. Why? Because they were inconsistent. They were hypocrites.
主耶稣对那些法利赛人和文士是可以说是。恨之入骨，因为他们往往是表里不一，往往是都是一些虚伪的人。
So I think that we need to be careful and always reflect on how we might be inconsistent.
所以我们自己要反思自己，是不是常常自己是不是也是表里不一。
And when it comes to homosexuality, I believe that the church we've been inconsistent in three different ways.
在这个同性恋这个问题上，教会可以说在三个方面。表现出这个表里不一的现象。
First of all, we've been inconsistent regarding relationships.
首先，我们在这个性关系方面，有表里不一的地方。
And why relationships?
为什么说在这个关系方面呢
？Because for people in the gay community, relationships is so important, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or marriage.
不管在这个，因为在同性恋的这个团体里面。这种男女关系可以说是非常的重要的，不管是男朋友还是女朋友。
And in the same way, that's part of our culture in the U.S.
这个在美国的文化当中也是非常的重要的一个。
Marriage is often lifted up to be this pie in the sky that once you achieve that, then you'll be so happy.
婚姻常常被认为是一种神圣的东西，一旦到了这个地步，你会高兴至极。
Many of our movies that come out of Hollywood, they begin with someone who's single and miserable, and then they finally meet someone and hook up, and then they get married at the end, and they're so happy.
在我们很多的好莱坞的影片当中就是这样，单身汉过着苦难的生活，然后他们遇到一个称心如意的伴侣，然后就幸福的结婚。
And we also kind of instill that in our children.
我们从我们的孩子身上也可以看到这一点。
We teach them fairy tales. How do all fairy tales end?
我们教他们一些天方夜谭式的神话。
They get married and they live happily ever after.
那些神话往往都是他们在结婚之后，从此以后过上幸福的生活。
We never get the 10-year checkup or the 20-year checkup. Hopefully, they're still living happily ever after. But the point is, marriage is not the ultimate goal.
当然，这十年、二十年以后，也许他们还在幸福的生活着，但是，婚姻并不是。最后的目的，终极目的。
And the lesson is that it's not that marriage is what brings us happiness, but it should be Christ who brings us happiness.
真正的幸福不是来自于婚姻，而是来自于基督。
And don't get me wrong, I do believe that we must lift up the beauty and gift of marriage, but we have done that at the expense of singleness.
我们往往因为这过于强调婚姻，而忽略了对单身的这个注意。
So now singleness has become this consolation prize.
可以说单身可以说成了一种安慰的东西。
You know, almost to the point that singleness is a curse.
这个单身可以说几乎是一种咒诅。
I have a friend who was a missionary in China for 5 years.
我有一个朋友在中国传教5年。
She's single.
She 没有结婚。
She came back to the States on furlough and went to a conference and saw many of her old friends.
她回到回到美国，然后参加很多的那个聚会。
And one of the first questions that they ask is, "Are you dating anyone? Are you married?"
她在遇到别的人的时候，别人问的第一句话就是，你是现在有交朋友没有？
And she said, "No, I'm."
你结婚了吗？
And she said, "No, I'm still single."
她会说 ，No， 没有，我还是单身。
And three different friends on three different occasions said this.
三个不同的朋友在三个不同的场合说了这同样的一句话。
Can I pray for you?
我能不能为你祷告？
We're treating singleness as if it's a curse. It's as if it's cancer.
他们把这个单身好像看作是一种癌症，好像是一种那个诅咒一样。
And yet singleness, it's not a curse. It's not cancer.
而实际上，单身并不是一种诅咒，也不是癌症。
And I believe why we're in this whole kind of this whole debate on marriage stems from this problem.
为什么人们会在婚姻的问题上这样有这么多的辩论？恐怕其中的根源就在这里。
That if singleness is a curse and no one deserves it,
好像单身是一种咒诅，任何人都不应该是单身的。
Then marriage has become a right.
好像婚姻就是正确的。
But the Bible clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that marriage is a gift and singleness is a gift.
但是哥林多前书
七章
OK 七章里面说婚姻是一种恩赐，单身也是一种恩赐。
And yet the reality is many of us would agree, oh amen, marriage, that's a gift.
很多人都会同意赞同，就是说婚姻的确是一种恩赐。
But then we would say singleness on the other hand,Whew, that's a calling.
Calling,
呼召。
哦，好像单身反而是一种呼召。
But the reality is, I've spoken to married people.
实际上，我跟很多的结了婚的人谈过。
And I know marriage, it takes work.
我也知道婚姻是需要付出很多的代价的。
Marriage takes giving of yourselves, loving sacrificially.
需要你付出自己。需要你带有牺牲的爱。
And husbands, our jobs are to lay our lives down for our wives.
作为丈夫，我们需要为妻子舍命。
I don't know how many husbands out there have any trouble with that.
我不知道有多少丈夫是在这个事情上遇到麻烦。
But as hard as that is, that's what we're called to do.
实际上我们的呼召就是这样。
So jokingly, I say, marriage, that's a calling.
我要开玩笑的说，婚姻才是一种呼召。
Singleness, that's a gift. I don't have to lay my life down for anyone yet.
单身却是一种呼召，因为我不需要为任何人舍命。
And don't get me wrong, I'm not at all trying to lower one below the other. I'm just saying, if we're being biblical, we have to, as we lift up the beauty and gift of one, we must lift up the beauty and gift of the other.
我并不是说要厚此薄彼，而是说我们并不是要把一方面抬高，另一方面就是把另一方面贬低。
Because I see singleness, godly singleness, and godly marriage as being two sides of the same coin.
我把圣洁的婚姻和圣洁的单身看作是钱币的两个面。
And if our message to the gay community is that homosexual relationships, homosexual sex is something that God doesn't bless,then for many of them, singleness will be a reality for a period in their life or maybe even the rest of their life.
对于那些同性恋的人来说，也许他们永远不会结婚，他们那个至少在生活中的一段时间他们会是单身的。
And yet that's okay.
对他们来说，这也许是应该是可以的。
I don't know how many of you guys know this, but Jesus says in Matthew chapter 22 that there will be no marriage in heaven.
在马太福音Matthew, which chapter? 22章。
So I hate to ruin your Friday, but we will be single in eternity.
在22章里面说，天堂里面并没有婚姻。也许你们我已经把你们的周末给毁掉了，但是在天堂里没有婚姻。
But do you know why?Because we will be wed to the Lamb of God.
因为我们要我们的婚姻的对象是神的羔羊。
Sometimes people ask me, "Am I called to singleness?"
有的人会问我，我是不是神呼召我要做单身汉呢？
Because I'll be 42 next month and I'm still single.
因为下一个月我42岁了，我仍然没有结婚。
And I know often when I first meet people, they ask me, do you have a family? Do you have kids? Are you married? And you know, it's no, no, no.
我常常跟人交谈的时候，很多人都要问我，就是你有没有结婚，有没有小孩？
And I
我一连串的回答都是，没有。
And I could see behind their eyes, you know, the wheels turning and the smoke coming out of their ears.
我可以看到他们的眼睛背后有烟冒出来。
And if I could read their mind, I know they're thinking, "What is wrong with you?"
他们的心里可能在想，你到底怎么了？
And honestly, I mean, I have a lot of my own issues, but I feel sorry for my single friends in their 30s or 40s who might not have a sorted past like me.
我当然我自己有很多的问题需要面对，但是我也为我那些单身朋友难受，因为他们常常被人家这样论断。
But when people ask me, "Am I called to singleness?" I tell them this.
当有人问我是不是我的护照是不是做单身汉的时候，我会这样回答。
I tell them, "I don't know about tomorrow."
他说，我会说，我并不知道明天。
Which is true.
而且这是真实的。
But I think we have to have a paradigm shift for what it means to have a calling.
但是我们在这个呼召这个问题上应该有一个根本的转变。
Because we often think a calling means this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
我们常常把呼召看作是今生永远不改变的东西。
But often I see great women and men of God and saints who have gone before us who they've been called to something for one period in their life and then they were called to something else for another period in their life.
但是从那个很多属灵的人身上我们看到神有时候呼召他们做一件事情做一段时间然后又去做别的事情。
So does that mean that first calling was wrong?
这是不是说第一个呼召是错误的呢？
No, that just meant that that's what God called them to for that period in their life.
不是这样，只是在那段时间，神的呼召是这样的。
So I think a calling doesn't necessarily mean for your whole life.
所以呼召并不见得就是一辈子的事。
So I tell them, I don't know about tomorrow.
所以我告诉他们，我不知道明天。
But I know that I'm called to singleness today.
但是我知道今天我是神要呼召我要做单身汉。
And by saying that, that actually frees me up to live fully in the calling that God has placed me in today.
当我这样想的时候，我就会真正的把神呼召我做的事情做好。
Not as a punishment, not because I'm somehow not ready, but because I believe in a sovereign God.
不是因为我还没有准备好，也不是因为而是因为我相信一个全能的上帝。
And I believe he knows what's best for me.
我知道他知道什么对我是最好的。
So we must be consistent regarding relationships.
所以我们在人际关系方面，在这方面必须表里如一。
And second, we must be consistent regarding sexuality.
我们在性方面也必须是表里如一。
Because for many Christians, when we think about what God calls people to sexuality, we think, well, it's obvious, it's heterosexuality.
当人们说神要我们在性方面有什么样的呼召的时候，我们常常就是想的是异性之间的。
But I think about that, and I look at how the Bible actually condemns heterosexual sin much more than it does homosexuality.
而实际上在圣经里面论到这个异性方面的淫乱。
Not to say that one is worse than the other, but both are sin, heterosexual sin and homosexuality.
并不是说哪一个更好，而是说两者都是罪。
Because heterosexuality is too broad of a term that encompasses sins like adultery, fornication, lust.
因为异性的性关系。里面包含的那个罪的内容更广泛，包括有奸淫，有这个淫乱，还有这个色情。
So because it's too broad of a term, I don't think that is a good goal for Christians to have.
因为这个概念的很广泛，所以说基督徒的那个目标应该不是放在这上面。
And it's not even good for us to call that is normal. Because what should be held up as a goal is not heterosexuality because it's too broad. And not homosexuality, obviously.
And not
lift up homosexuality as a goal either. But I think that what should be lifted up is holy sexuality.
真正需要高举的是,
And what is holy sexuality?
什么叫圣洁的圣关系呢?
Well, holy sexuality is, I only see two scenarios in Scripture for the outworkings of our sexuality.
我可以看两节经文,就是说告诉我们这个, 性关系方面的这个外在的表现。
One is if you're married, then complete faithfulness to your spouse of the opposite gender.
首先一点就是说, 你结婚以后完全地对自己的配偶忠心。
Or two, if you're single, then complete faithfulness through abstinence and celibacy.
如果你是单身的话, 你完全地就一心一意地过单身的生活。
Or if you're single, then complete faithfulness through abstinence and celibacy.
如果你是单身的话, 你就真正就是说完完全全的单身。
And so I don't really have a term for that, and so I call that holy sexuality.
所以我把它叫做圣洁的性关系。
Because God says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
因为神说, 你们要圣洁, 因为我是圣洁的。
And I think that the goal, and I when I read that passage, I noted that God didn't say, "Be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual."
神并没有说, 你们要, 只和异性有性关系, 因为我是异性恋。神并没有这样说。
But neither did he say, "Be homosexual, for I am homosexual."
他也没说, 你们要同性恋, 因为我是同性恋。
But he said, "Be holy, for I am holy."
他的原话是, 你们要圣洁, 因为我是圣洁的。
And what I like about this applies to everyone, no matter if you're male, female, no matter if you have heterosexual feelings or homosexual feelings. We all need to pursue holiness.
不管你是, 有这个同性倾向, 还是, 异性恋, 不管怎么样, 我们都要追寻这个圣洁。
I have a friend who I think helps illustrate holy sexuality.
我有一个朋友, 他可以说是, 圣洁性生活的典范。
He lived as a gay man for many years.
他, 很多年都是一个同性恋。
He became a Christian and came out of homosexuality.
他成为基督徒之后, 再也没有过同性恋的生活。
So he was in ministry. God called him to ministry.
神呼召他去传教。
And he had many friends that were kind of part of his kind of extended family.
他有很多的亲友。
And while he was in ministry, he was thinking, I don't really have any interest in girls, so I'm going to be single for the rest of his rest of my life. And he thought, I'm okay with that.
他有一次曾经这样想，他说。 我对女孩子并不感兴趣，所以我打算一辈子 单身，但而且我是可以这样做的。And
there was another person that he was in ministry with. It was a young lady.
还有一位女性的 她一起同工的女性的朋友。She
also came from a broken past, not homosexuality.
她也是有一个 破碎的过去，不是因为同性恋。But
she lived as she very promiscuously had several boyfriends and a few abortions.
她曾经有过很多的男朋友，有几次堕胎。
And she thought, I'm just finished dating with guys because she wanted to focus on a relationship with God.
她说, 下定决心说, 我已经不再, 交太多的男朋友，我要跟神交朋友。
So he knew that she wasn't interested in dating guys, and she knew that he wasn't interested, didn't want to date girls. So they were like best friends, like kind of buddies.
这两个人都知道自己对异性不感兴趣，所以他们能够相处得很好。Never
any of that weirdness that happens between a guy and a girl. Does he like me? Does she like me?
他们并不会说彼此的问说你是不是喜欢我，我是不是喜欢你。So
literally, they spent a lot of time together. They shared everything with each other.
他们一起度过了很多的时光，分享所有的事东西。
And after some time, he started noticing some things about her.
过了一段时间，他发现他这个女孩子有所变化。
Her hair.
就是她的头发。
And she smelled good.
而且她的味道也比以前好多了。
And she had curves.
而她的头发也卷起来了。
身材是不是？she had curves anyway.
身材也比以前有曲线了。
And so he actually says puberty is hard going through once. Try going through puberty twice.
I'm sorry.
Puberty, 青年是
吧？哦，在青春期。
And so he got up enough courage and asked her out on a date.
他鼓起勇气，有一天约她出去约会。
So he, after some time, after like a year of dating, he actually asked her to marry him.
他们交朋友交了一年多以后，他这男的请求她嫁给他。
And what was so neat on their wedding night, he told her, "I can't explain this, honey. I'm not attracted to any other women. I'm only attracted to you."
他在结婚的前夕就对他的妻子说，我对别的女孩子不感兴趣，只对你感兴趣。
That is holy sexuality.
这就是圣洁的性生活。
I believe if God brings two people together into that miracle of one union flesh, He will provide all those two people need to fulfill that covenant relationship.
当神把两个异性的人聚集在一起的时候，神会提供这两个人过圣洁生活的所需要的一切。
So we must be consistent regarding relationships, sexuality, and third, regarding change.
所以我们在这个性生活方面，在普通的生活方面，都应该追求圣洁，也就是在转变方面也应该是这样。
Because often we think that change when it comes to homosexuality means going from gay to straight.
当我们想到转变的时候，我们常常会想到从这个同性恋变成异性恋。
Or we think no longer having those feelings anymore.
或者认为自己不再有那个同性恋的感觉。
Or never being tempted in that way anymore.
再也不受那种诱惑。
But do we apply those same principles to any other struggle?
我们会不会把这个同样的原则用在别的挣扎方面？
Let's say I have a friend who was an alcoholic.
我们有一个朋友是那个酗酒的。
He comes to Christ and he stops drinking.
他认识耶稣之后就不再酗酒。
For a long time, but I still talk to him and he says, I still have the urge to pick up a beer.
他跟我跟他谈话的时候，他会说，有时候我还会有这个想喝一杯的冲动。
But I don't.
但是我再也不了。
Would I then say, oh, you haven't been changed?
然后我也许会说，啊，你还没有改变。
Would I then say, oh, we need to lay some hands on you. You need some deliverance.
我会不会说，啊，我应该按手祷，为你祷告，你需要拯救。
But actually, I think that the manifestation of God's grace is more evident in his life because he has to say no to his flesh and say yes to God.
我想神对他的恩赐比对我们这个论断他的人的恩赐更高，因为他必须对这个罪说不。
And so that's why I believe change is not the absence of struggles.
所以说转变并不是说完全没有挣扎。
But change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of our struggles.
而是在挣扎的过程中有选择改变的自由。
Because God's faithfulness is not shown by bringing us out of our struggle.
因为神的信实并不是说光是把我们从那个挣扎中带出来。
But God's faithfulness is proven by carrying us through it.
而是通过把我们背在他的背上走过这些难关。
So we must be convicted and we must be consistent.
所以我们必须有认罪的态度，有表里如一的态度。
But third, we need to be compassionate.
第三点，我们必须富有同情心。
I teach at Moody Bible Institute.
我在那个穆迪圣经学院教这个圣经。
And often I have students that will come up to me and share with me their struggle with sexuality.
经常有同学有学生会上来咨询关于这个性方面的淫乱的事情。
And they tell me things like, I've never told anybody.
他们把他们的心中的秘密都告诉我。
And they say, I hate myself.
他们会说我痛恨自己。
I feel that God despises me.
我觉得神好像鄙视我。
I feel rejected by the church.
我被教会所抛弃。
I'm disgusted that I was ever born.
我觉得自己好像还不如不生的好。
And they often suffer depression and sometimes thoughts of suicide.
他们常常会感到沮丧，并且有这个自杀的想法。
That should move us.
这些事情应该感动我们。
That we might have people within the body of Christ who feel that they can't share this burden with anyone.
因为在我们的教会当中，也许会有这样的人，他们感觉不方便跟我们分享他内心的挣扎。
So this can be a matter between life and death.
这也许是一个生死攸关的问题。
So what can we do to become a more safe place, a more compassionate place?
我们怎样才能够成为一个更安全、更富于同情心的地方呢？
Well, first of all, we just simply need to expect that this is present here within the church.
我们首先应该意识到，这在教会里面是应该说是司空见惯的事。
When I, you know, the reality is we shouldn't be surprised that people struggle with sin.
我们不应该就说因为有人在罪的挣扎当中而感到奇怪。
I mean, is the church a place where we all have it together and we gather once a week and hold hands and sing songs?
我们教会是不是只是一个星期聚会一次，一起来唱唱歌，然后听听道？
Or is the church a place for broken, needy people who need Jesus?
教会是不是应该是那些破碎的伤心的人有对基督有需求的人来聚集的地方？
I'm going to be just really honest here. I'm broken and needy and I need Jesus. Anyone else out there that needs Jesus?
我承认我自己是破碎的贫穷的，你们中间有没有认为自己是也是同样的境况？
And so let us hand in hand walk to Jesus, not because we have the answer, but because we know someone who does.
我们是不是可以手携手来到基督的面前，并不是因为我们有答案，而是因为基督有答案。
So we shouldn't be surprised that people within the body of Christ either struggle with this issue personally, or they have even a loved one who might be have embraced homosexuality or is struggling with this issue.
我们也许在我们的配偶当中，甚至还有这个同性恋的人在这个挣扎当中。
But on the other hand, don't be overly suspicious.
但另一方面，我们不要过于疑心。
When I came out to my mom, this is before she became a Christian, she just thought that everyone was gay.
在我成为基督徒之前，我的妈妈会认为所有的人都是同性恋。
I mean, she'd be looking at two people and thinking, "Oh my goodness, they're sitting really close. I never knew."
她看到两个同性的人坐在一起，哇，他们两个坐得好近啊！我好像，他们是不是有同性恋
？Or you know, man, that man is wearing pink. Oh my goodness, he's gay. a man's wearing pink.
哦，那个男的穿着粉色的衣服，他是不是就是同性恋呢？
And so, you know, just be careful not to be overly paranoid or overly suspicious.
所以我们需要小心谨慎，不要过于那个偏执狂。
With your gaydar going crazy.
特别是在这个
I don't know how to translate that in Chinese.
特别是不要对这个同性恋。
Your gay radar.
不要谈虎色变。
But simply just expect that we have fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord who might be struggling with this and trying to live faithful to God, or we have brothers and sisters in the Lord who have loved ones who are gay and lesbian.
我们应该想到这一点，就是说，在我们的家庭里面，在我们教会里面，会有人在面临同样的问题，即使是结了婚的人也会有这样的问题。
And also be careful not to stereotype.
但是我们需要小心的是，不要戴着有色眼镜看人。
Because sometimes we think, oh, well, all, you know, gay men are really effeminate and they, you know, like to watch Glee or, you know, they're musicians or artistic.
我们不要因为看到有的人好像有一点腼腆，或者说有女孩子味道，或者说喜欢音乐或者是艺术，就认为他是同性恋。
Or we think, oh, lesbians are, you know, they wear leather and chains and ride motorcycles.
也不要认为这个女同性恋都是骑摩托车，然后腰带上有缠着那个金属的。
Because those stereotypes aren't true.
因为那些偏见并不是真实的。
Certainly, we do have some that are like that, but not all.
我们的确有人是这样，但并不是所有的人。
I know some men that are very artistic and not fit our cultural norm of masculinity, and they don't struggle at all with homosexuality.
我们也认识一些，就是说，特别是在文化上方面，很女性化的人，但是他们根本就跟那个同性恋不沾边。
And some ladies that are beautiful young ladies, and yet they are lesbian.
有一些长得很漂亮的女孩子，但是她们却是同性恋。
So be careful with stereotypes.
所以我们不要带这个偏见看人。
And second, we need to be sure, are we able to articulate what is our position on this issue of homosexuality?
我们是不是可以就是明确的说出来，把我们的观点说出来。
And what I'm talking about is not, it's a sin, don't do it.
我要说的并不是说你要去指责别人说这是罪，
yes, that
不要这样做。
That might be true, but that doesn't minister to people.
你这样说也许是对的，但是你并不能够使他们改变。
What I'm talking about is our position is we want to draw people to Jesus so that they would have a relationship with Him and fully surrender all that they are to Him, including their sexuality.
我们要做的并不是说，表明我们的正确，而是要让他们知道，他们也是在基督里面也是受欢迎的。我们需要把他们吸引到基督面前来，让他们认识到自己不光是在这个性的选择方面有这个需求，在别的方面也完全有需求。
And third, some of you might think, well, I have a good friend and I wonder whether they might be wrestling with this issue. How do I bring it up?
也许在我的朋友当中有这样的人正在为这样的事情挣扎，我应该怎么样跟他谈这样的事情呢？
Can I just suggest don't?
我能建议你先不要去谈吗？
I mean, can you imagine if someone came up to you out of the blue and asked, "So, are you gay?"
你想想，如果你是你的话，别人突然冒出来问你，你是不是同性恋？你会怎么样反应呢？
That would be pretty awkward.
我相信一定是很难堪的。
But what you can do is tell them this.
但是你可以这样告诉他。
You can emphasize your commitment to them.
你可以告诉他，你可以帮，愿意帮助他们。
And you can tell them, "I thank God for you."
你会对他说，我感谢神，因为有你。
I just want you to know that nothing you ever say or do can change our friendship.
我想说的是，就是说，你所说和所做的事情，并不能够改变我们的我们的人际关系。
By saying that, that creates a safe place and invites them in.
当你这样说话的时候，你就会创造一个安全的环境，把人邀请进来。
As a matter of fact, we should be doing that with everything.
我们对所有的人都应该是这样的态度。
We should always be trying to make ourselves a safe place.
我们应该始终不渝地把自己变成一个受欢迎的地方，一个安全的地方。
And fourth, this applies to many of our youth.
这个原理呢，也同样适用于很多年轻人。
A zero tolerance on joking, zero tolerance on gay bullying.
在这个性取向方面，应该不要有任何的就是说对他们有任何的偏见或者是指责。
Because I know that often there are a lot of people, a lot of kids who get bullied and get teased for being different.
很多孩子因为自己与众不同而受到嘲笑。
And sometimes they're teased for being gay when they don't even struggle with this.
很多人被嘲笑为是同性恋，实际上他们完全没有这个倾向。
When I was a little kid, I was teased ruthlessly.
当我是一个小孩的时候，我可以说是遭到无情的嘲笑。
I was short, I had four eyes.
我是个子小，而且有四只眼睛。
And so not only did they call me all those Chinese names, but they called me gay, fag, sissy.
他们不光是给我起这个，不光是我同性恋，还说我那个，给我起各种各样的绰号。
And often we'll say, well, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
我们常常说，石头和棍子会把你伤着，但是话不会把你伤着。
Isn't that such a lie?
这是不是真的呢？
I mean, don't you know how a single word can just crush a child for weeks?
我们知道有时候一句话可以让人一年几个星期抬不起头来。
So as followers of Jesus, we need to be very careful with our words.
作为基督徒，我们应该非常的小心谨慎地使用我们的言语。
That they're uplifting and not condemning.
我们需要说造就人的好话，而不是谴责人的话。
And I often look at how the public schools, they're kind of taking the banner and fighting against bullying.
我们看到很多学校都会贴出很多标语，就是说反对这个欺负人。
And often, along with that curriculum to fight against bullying, comes some other stuff that we don't agree with.
但是在这个口号的这个口号的下面，我们看到有很多的就是日程是我们无法赞同的东西。
But just from the surface level, can't we as the church agree that any type of bullying is wrong?
但是作为教会，我们是不是可以下这个结论说？任何形式的欺负都是错误的。
There's nothing Christ-like about bullying.
欺负人可以说是跟基督不沾边的。
I wonder, shouldn't it be the church that's on the forefront in fighting against bullying?
那么教会是不是应该站在反对这个欺负人的这个前线？
So sometimes I tell youth to be a little bit more creative with your jokes.
所以我有时候会让那些小孩子在说笑话的时候稍微有一点创造力。
Instead of saying that's so gay, maybe that's so Baptist or you know, that's so Presbyterian.
你可以在学校跟你说可以说哦，那太有点那个同性恋了，你不要这样说，你可以说你这是不是有点太那个长老会或者是金星会了。
So, you know, all in all, let's agree that we need to be proactive in fighting against the bullying that still happens.
所以当我们在反对这种欺负这种侮辱人的时候，我们是不是应该采取主动的攻势？
So we need to be convicted, consistent, compassionate, and fourth and last, we need to be complete.